There are thousands of stories waiting to be told. Some that have never been heard before. And so, I'm here to tell those stories. Stories to thrill, to sadden, to excite, and to educate and annoy. I am your storyteller, so let's get on with the story, shall we? Welcome back to another Stories from the Internet. This week we have a little petty revenge. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I got some payback on my sister who loves to dirty things I just cleaned by Pit Viper 2559. I have a couch in my room, and like twice a week, I wipe it down with warm soapy water to keep it clean. Because I have a dog that likes to sit on the couch, and every time I wipe it down, my sister loves to go outside without shoes and come back in and just walk on the couch, leaving dirty footprints all over it. I tell her to stop, but she just laughs in my face. So, one day, I finished cleaning off my couch. I see her going outside, so I grabbed a handful of black Legos, the same color as my couch. I spread them out on the couch, and then she ran in my room without a second thought, and she jumped on it. She screamed so loud and then proceeded to fall off my couch onto the hardwood floor and then hit her head. I was about to get yelled at by my mom because she tried to change the story to make me look bad, but I actually recorded it happening, and she got yelled at instead. And now, every time she does it, my mom punishes her. I would like to put the video on here, but my mom said I couldn't. Oh, you're honking at me. Well, thank you for reminding me to follow the rules. By Sarah Pessica Jarker. On my route to work, there's a stoplight with a right turn only lane. Because of another stoplight further down the street, traffic comes in waves when you're trying to make the right turn. If the light is red, I usually drive slowly up to it, glance to see if I can merge in before the next wave of traffic comes through, and roll through if so. This morning the light was red, and I had just started hitting the brakes to slow and glance when the guy behind me blares his horn. I checked, and a wave of traffic was far enough back that both impatient turn and I could have made the turn. Because of the honk, though, I decided to be an upstanding citizen and obey the traffic laws. Coming to a complete stop at the red light before turning instead of rolling through, as one should, I made my turn safely just before the wave of cars approached the intersection. Disregard for the law ensured that the honky McHonk face behind me had to sit there until the wave had passed, probably until the next light cycle. Give me a huge task to do on my last day of work? Okay, I'll leave it unfinished. By a lemur named Simon. My last day at work was last week. I had been with this organization 2.5 years. I loved working here and always gave my absolute best. But, unfortunately, I had a supervisor who was absolutely biased and favored incompetent employees over myself. The problem is that before her, I worked under another supervisor, and he trained me in all sorts of tasks before he left. When my current supervisor took his role, she didn't train each team member evenly, and instead made each worker specialize in certain tasks. This would lead to me receiving more work than others because I know how to get everything done, whereas my team members didn't. I realized that I had enough and that I should move to another role. Because this was a federal government job, I had to fill out so many forms and get so many things done on my last day that on my last day, my supervisor was working from home and on top of the stuff I had to complete before I left, she decided to give me two big tasks: booking travel and accommodation for two trips, and this requires a massive formal process and so many forms to sign. No one else on my team does the travel tasks because they were always assigned to me. After being annoyed for a couple minutes, I decided to leave it and not start on the task. Otherwise, I would have left work 2 hours after my normal finishing time. That same evening, while I was having farewell drinks with my colleagues, I live in a country where COVID is under great control. I told them how I had two outstanding travel tasks and I couldn't attend because I was already busy finalizing everything. One of my team members said, "Why didn't supervisor give the task to me? I literally had nothing to do today." As if that didn't annoy me already, I also remembered that my supervisor did not even send me a thank you / good luck / farewell email before she logged off. Oh well, doesn't matter. The next morning, my supervisor would have clocked in to an unfinished task with no one to assign because they weren't fully trained on it. A good start to a Monday. Wanna rip me off through eBay? Have a free gift by 10660. Back when eBay was young, you could find pretty much anything you desired for a reasonable price, and even rare and obscure stuff was available if you looked. I sold a few items on there, and nothing fancy or expensive, but I did okay with it. Then eBay went all customer is always right on us smaller sellers. Anyone who bought stuff could claim that it hadn't arrived, / been damaged, etc., and eBay would side with them in 99% of cases. They got your item, and eBay forced a refund, and as a seller, you were screwed. As a way of a little petty revenge, I would send them a free gift of an Argus catalog through the post with only one class stamp on it. This would result in the Royal Mail refusing to deliver it as it obviously needed the extra weight of posting paid for. This meant that the RM would deliver a little red calling card to the recipient's address, instructing them to attend to the local post office, pay a little extra of 5 to 7 pounds, and collect the parcel. I wish I could have seen the look on their faces when they unwrapped the free catalog. Park in my spot. I hope you like fish. By Benegers 85. In my apartment complex, each apartment has a fixed number parking spot. My spot is quite well located, and until today, no one has ever parked in it. Today, a snowstorm was forecasted, so I did a last-minute shopping to make sure that we could survive the next 2 days in comfort. But when I got home, my parking spot was surprisingly not empty. I reported the car, but it turns out that during inclement weather, the parking policy is not enforced. I parked around the corner and wished mild discomfort on the parking spot thief, but then got on with making my signature clam chowder. Later on this evening, it was once again time to walk my dog. I was thinking about how to take revenge on the psychopath who stole my spot. My eyes turned toward an empty fish stock carton. Yes, I know it's cheating, but the chowder is so much better when I use it. I fill the carton with water and walk downstairs with my enthusiastic dog. The offending car is still in my spot, so I gave it a healthy dose of fish aromated water over the door handles and windshield. It was freezing quite hard there, so the owner will have a lot of fun in the morning. I might have overreacted, but don't steal my spot. The neighbors are on the hook for a £15,000 insurance bill they could have avoided by spending £300 a year ago, like we repeatedly told them. By Sockhead 99. Just before lockdown 1.0, our neighbors employed some cowboys to fit new guttering. They used the wrong conductor to join our old guttering to the new guttering, and it leaked like an MF. Repeated conversations with the neighbors that it wasn't right, that they needed to fix it, and our internal walls were getting damp. They did nothing. Finally, it got to the point where we had black mold on all 3 floors, wallpaper falling off the walls, so we got our insurance involved. We fixed the leak, $300, and the loss adjuster agreed to £15,000 plan of work to dry out the whole house, replaster, and redecorate. He knocked on our door today to complain about the building noise. I dropped the bombshell that the work will be ongoing for 3 months, and that we will be moving to a temporary accommodations for the time period, paid before by our insurance. He will be getting chased for the cost. His face was a picture. And the screaming and shouting from his wife we heard through the walls was the icing on the cake. I just wanted to take a quick break and let everyone know I appreciate you listening to the show. if you want to help keep this show going and help keep the podcast rolling, if you want to make a donation, big or small, I would appreciate it by going to Cash App and dropping it to Edgar Friendly. I appreciate anything and everything. And if not, I still appreciate you as a listener. And now back to the program. Grandma wanted to clean my desk, so I made sure she had something to clean. Buy the Spooky Taco V2. I'll try to keep this short. Also, my apologies for my grammar. I'm dumb. Without getting much into it, I was just disliked by my family. Whatever, you know, LOL. So, my grandma was a teacher's assistant and loved to go through all my things at school. She would constantly clear out my desk almost daily to throw away my drawings and sometimes my schoolwork on accident. It really made me mad since she did it to make me look lazy and sloppy, and also for snooping. My mother and her did the same thing at home with my stuff. So, being the little crap I was, and still am, I decided if she wants to clean my desk, I'll make sure there's a mess every day. I drew the dumbest pictures. I scribbled stupid notes. I gathered literal trash from the trash can, and even stuffed expired yogurt in a few times in food wrappers every day, till one day she snapped and threw a fit and stopped. She is still salty about it to this day. Thank you for your time. I set up the guy who cut me off in a double turn lane to get a speeding ticket by the nice one. I was in the outer turn lane and the other car is in the inner left turn lane. We are both in first in line. The light turns green and we both begin to go. The guy on my left punched it and then merged into my lane mid-turn. Okay, maybe he needed to turn into the shopping center on the right. So I merged to the lane where he was supposed to be and accelerated to the speed limit of 25. He doesn't turn in the first or second driveway, but matches my speed. Okay, the street as soon as the shopping center end merges into a one lane, and at the same time has school zone flashing lights, which means you must drive 15 miles an hour through the school zone. This is my neighborhood, and when I left my apartment earlier, there was a cop sitting in the semicircle driveway of a skilled nursing facility behind their big sign. When this happened in the turn lane, I hoped the motorcycle cop was still there. I know that as soon as you cross the flashing lights, you better be going 15 miles an hour. I made the guy think I was trying to pass him, so he sped up, and then I slammed on my brakes and did 15 miles an hour. He actually put up his pointer finger inside the car and waved it like you're telling someone no. He never slowed down, but drove right straight past the cop, who immediately pulled him over. I turned right to go into my apartment and waved hi as I did. Me and my older brother pooped in a den for revenge by Zonlamp. I grew up in the late 80s, early 90s on a very poor council estate in the UK. When I mean poor,
I mean, no spare money, no TV, toilet outside, newspaper for toilet roll, etc., etc., etc. It was up to us to make our own games up and play with the few toys we had. There was only a few cars on the whole estate when I grew up, and they belonged to those who were in the army or worked away. Everyone knew everyone there. Roll on the sixth week of summer holiday off of school. My parents couldn't afford a childminder and had limited time off, so we had no blood family to look after us. Who we did have was our next door neighbor, but one next door neighbor who was our adopted Nana. Nana was an amazing old lady. We baked with her. She read to us and did all the grandparent stuff. The only problem was she would get tired quite easily and had a lot of naps during the day. She was always there when we needed her and to do anything for us. So on nice days, we were allowed to play outside and come back at 3. Here comes how it started with pooping everywhere. We were outside in the woods next estate over from home when we found this den. Every day for about a week, we'd go in there, play in the den, and then one day, while on the way to the den, some kids in the next estate started throwing stones, sticks, and rocks at us. Started to chase us. We ran for it like our lives depended on it, which it probably did. While running away, all we heard was shouting and threats of harm that if we ever stepped foot in that den again. I remember saying to my older brother while running, "I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna take a dump in every corner of that den." That night, we were in bed and he asked if I was serious and I kind of shrugged. "I want to, but I'm not sure if we should." Older brother, give it a few days and we'll go back and do it. And that's what we did. We went back and took a dump each and left. Days later, we went back to check if it had been moved, and it hadn't. So we each took another dump and vowed never to go back. It made us laugh so hard that those kids chased us away would go back to the den and find all those turds. After that, it became an addiction. So we went to the next estate over and took dumps everywhere. Behind the shops, gyms, swimming pools, alleyways. One day, we got on the roof of the old school building and bam, giant turd. But not every day we did that. We just played football, too. We used to laugh and joke that it was going to be on notice board somewhere, and our antics would be seen or the talk of the estate. None of my family knew what we did that day. Coffee Shop Revenge by Narna Joy. I work at a coffee shop, doing things any barista would do. I make coffees, bus tables, deal with annoying customers. Lots of annoying customers. One customer in particular has aggravated me enough that I've dubbed him as my arch nemesis. For the sake of this story, he shall be called Tad. Tad orders a modified drink that is no longer on our menu. At this point, we just make it for him. Making the drink wouldn't be such a big deal if he were actually gracious, polite, or he had a shred of human decency. But he, unfortunately, is lacking in all three. So, I have made a point of messing with his drink every time I see him come in. Now, I've seen stories where people will spit in the food or put other undesirable substances in the product being made. While these are funny, I really don't want to do anything that could get me fired. So instead, I accidentally spill some chocolate syrup on the outside of his cup. It's a little thing, but it's really hard to prove that there was any kind of malicious intent in the spill. I mean, it's a coffee shop. Accidents happen, right? But Ted will have chocolate syrup all over his hands, and he'll be mildly irritated. The satisfaction in knowing Ted will have sticky hands is well worth our interactions I subsequently have to put up with. It's the little things that make me love my job. Rude Roommates Get Rude Awakening by Paolarb. This happened earlier last year, but I was really inspired to share it after hearing all your petty responses. So last year, after a horrible breakup, I had to move in with a friend who was moving into a 5-bedroom house with some of her quote-unquote friends from university. I saw this as an opportunity to the literal light at the end of the tunnel for me, and even though I was aware that challenges would arise along the way, I didn't expect it to turn into an absolute nightmare. There was a second-story house, and I, female 27, was living on the first floor with another girl that was about my age. Upstairs lived three boys, 22, 25, and 28. I essentially stopped using the kitchen or going upstairs at all because I couldn't stand the conditions of the place. There were always people over trashing the place and no one would do anything to clean it up. Saying it was messy is an understatement. There was a terrible cockroach infestation because the trash and because the sink was always full of dishes and leftover food. I made an effort to organize the house many times, and eventually, they just hated me for asking them to do the dishes or move their laundry after months of piling up over the dryer. So, after a few months, I just gave up and the household just totally divided. Upstairs was enemy territory and vice versa. I always kept to myself, stayed in my room, minding my business, never invited anyone over because the situation was so pitiful and embarrassing. It was such a nice house, and it straight up looked like a crack house. Anyways, I hate them, lol. One night, like most nights, they were upstairs playing video games and listening to music, blasting music and stomping around throwing crap past 10 p.m. on a Monday. Now, if this wasn't annoying enough, my room was directly under the living room and balcony where I could hear every sentence if they were speaking at a normal level. But considering I could hear them doing lines upstairs, yelling was the normal volume. However, This effing night, they did that until 6 a.m. I asked them to turn down the music volume, and they blew me off. I had school and then work the next day, so I was beyond livid. So, having no sleep and finally assuming they were sleeping, since the house was dead quiet, at this point, I quietly went upstairs. They were passed out on the couch, and the kitchen was right next to it. I almost simultaneously started blasting music from my speaker while aggressively throwing dishes around. And I am saying aggressively because I was literally throwing pots and stuff around, being as loud as humanly possible. I was so happy disrupting their sleep, I still smile when I think about them having to endure it. I kept at it for about an hour and headed downstairs with my breakfast, having left a clean kitchen. I heard some of their friends teasing them about being dirty. It was one of the most passive-aggressive petty things I've ever done in my life, and probably better than going to jail for murder, LMFAO. But for some reason, if I end up as a ghost on Earth, I'm gonna haunt them as if I was doing the dishes aggressively every night. That ends this episode. I hope you enjoyed the stories. We'll be back next week, and as always, be nice. Otherwise, someone might get petty on you.